Busy Thursday rolls on, and we check in with the deputy mayor's office. And pinch hitting for Mick Renhuizen is our great friend Mary Catherine Carmichael. Mary Catherine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Tickled to be with you this morning. Thanks for letting me pinch hit for Mick.
Always. And you didn't have to wear your Halloween costume, but that's pretty cool that you did. You're getting ready for the big busy weekend here. And you've got tons of stuff going on in the city. I was talking to Jenny Vaughn about this earlier this morning from our buddy from Ivy Tech, and I made the same joke.
We love Jenny.
That's exactly right. I wish I was a kid now because you have Halloween stuff every single weekend for four weekends, and then you have Halloween on top of it. It's almost like the entire month now is partying, so I kind of like that. What have you guys got going on at the city?
It's really neat. We have a lot of nice opportunities for families to get out and celebrate the season together. The Bloomington Storytellers Guild are going to tell scary stories from 7 until 8:30 at Bryan Park this Friday. That's tomorrow, and it's free. But we do suggest you bring a lawn chair or a blanket and dress warmly. So we're going to try to keep that going. I don't know. Your forecast makes me a little nervous, so we'll see about that one. But in any case, the Frank Southern Ice Arena is already open, so you can go take advantage of that, already open for the season. Excuse me, only $3 for skate rental. Admission is $6 a person. We've got the not-so-scary Halloween party for children. This is kind of for the younger set, ages 2 to 7 years old. And that's going to be at the Banneker Community Center. And that's also this Friday from 5:30 to 7:30. And that's a $5 admission. But if you dress in costume and you hear stories, make creepy crafts, and play ghoulish games. So that's a lot of entertainment for a $5 admission. And then, you know, the annual tradition following Halloween is the
launch them, baby. Launch them.
It's crazy fun. And let's see, it's going to be at the Monroe County Fairgrounds on Saturday, November 4th. But they do ask that you kind of register your mechanical launching device.
Yes.
By the end of the day tomorrow. So
you
let us know about that.
They want you to do that so you don't have any propellants or any things that could be damaging to public safety, because I think some
right. We're not hoping to, you know, activate the emergency management.
No.
Here.
This
we're just
is
trying
more,
to check some pumpkins.
This is more think medieval games, more like it. We don't need rocket fuel and machinery. This is just old fashioned kind of catapult or slingshot styles. But I like the people that have the creativity, because that is a fun event coming up. That's next Saturday to have it. Were you guys in charge at RCA Park last weekend? Was that your gig out there?
No.
That was fun. That was another great event that had better weather. I was kind of hoping that weather would come with us this weekend. But as long as we survive on Halloween, the forecast for Halloween Day next Tuesday, 52, only a 10% chance of rain. It's not perfect, but at least it's not going to be raining. What time does the city trick-or-treat hours take place?
So every year, our trick-or-treat hours have remained unchanged for some time, and we do 5:30 to 8:30. That's rain or shine, because we're Hoosiers and we're tough enough.
That's exactly
no matter what
right.
the weather is, that's Halloween. So
and the other part is
coat, bring an umbrella, whatever it takes. Looks like this year we're going to be in good shape. But, yep, we celebrate Halloween on Halloween.
Two of my favorite things we do as a city. We celebrate the 4th of July on the 4th of July and Halloween on Halloween.
Yeah, that's right.
It sounds strange, but it's not the weekend before. It's not the weekend after. But I do need your help. You've been in governmental affairs for some time. We need Halloween to drop anchor on a Thursday or a Friday. Same with 4th of July. This Tuesday, Wednesday business gets everybody just what are you going to do with a kid full of candy on a Tuesday night? Hey, go to bed. You got school tomorrow. Yeah, right.
Yeah, good luck with that.
That's not going to happen. So if you could just pass it up the ladder, that would
you
be
know,
great.
You know, if parenting were easy, everybody would be good. That's all I'm saying.
I cannot argue with that. And that's why we have you on, Mary Catherine Carmichael, solving the world's problems one Thursday morning at a time. Now, we know that we've got plenty of stuff happening in the Halloween world, but we also have real world stuff going on as well. And I don't want to say you guys have been fighting with water issues, but you've got equipment that's old. You're trying to get it changed out. It's not working perfectly, but it is working and your crews are on it. Tell us what's going on there.
That's a great summation of what's going on, actually, Don. That's very well put. We have aging infrastructure that we are working away at getting upgraded. We've had a number of sanitary sewer overflows, which we want to avoid. So in order to do that, that means we have to do some digging and replace some equipment. And so especially as the construction season winds down, we are busy doing that. So if this is going to happen in your neighborhood, you will receive notice of that. You may be without water briefly, but again, we'll give you fair warning of that. There'll be signage in your neighborhood. And you just kind of have to bear with us, be a little patient, and realize that this is an upgrade, and it's really a good thing in the long run. So brief, short-term inconvenience for a long-term good.
Yeah, when we talk about water, too, that's you can't screw around with that, because obviously it's awfully necessary for just about everything that that we need to do. Now, I also
basic public safety.
Yeah, exactly right. I saw earlier this week as well, the city is seeking board and commission applicants. What does this entail, and who is eligible to try to get on these boards and commissions?
Well, that's a great question, and the answer is it depends. It depends by board. They have developed over time, and so the rules for who can serve on each board vary by the board. Some boards require you to be a city resident. Some boards require you to live within 5 miles of the city. Some don't have that requirement. You can be a county resident. So luckily, all of that information is really easy to find on our website, bloomington.in.gov/onboard. We use a system called Onboard, and it lists all of our 45 boards and commissions. Yeah, you heard me, 45. It's a lot. We get a lot of input. And that's great. That's as it should be. You know, that's local government functioning as it should, with input from the people who live here. So anyway, there will be a number of terms that end at the end of this year, and it takes a little time, as you can imagine, with 45 boards and commissions and well over 200 people serving on those boards and commissions to get those lined up every year. So we like to start in October and hope to have things ready so we don't delay the work of the boards and commissions, and they're ready to hit the ground running in January.
Mary Catherine Carmichael's our guest this morning. She's in charge of communications at City Hall, and pinch hits for Mick Renhuizen. And the story that when the water thing made me think of as well, the hole in the ground that we kind of solved that mystery on there, that was strange in the sense of how long it had been there, but I think finding that, you've also upgraded your system a little bit. Kind of just give folks a recap on that South Madison story that we saw earlier in the week as well.
Sure, happy to. Well, begin with the happy ending, which is the 7-year-old boy who just was looking at his device and didn't see that there was an open hole in the ground, and one wouldn't expect that, was not seriously injured. So we're thrilled. I mean, that's the most important part of this whole story,
right?
Is that he was not seriously injured. So we're thrilled about that and wish him the best. But yeah, we had a storm sewer grate displaced, and we found out. We did a very thorough investigation and issued a report about that. And if you'd like to read the report, that's online also on our website. We shared all the information, all the pertinent emails. Everything's available for the public to see. But we found out that had not been constructed properly. We had hired a contractor to do that. And then the follow-up inspections somehow did not happen as they should have. And the punch list was not executed. And so long story short, believe me, it has been repaired properly now. We've reviewed all the other projects that were a part of that construction, and everything is safe and sound and as it should be.
And also part of that is the update or notification system. If some concerned citizen calls in, there's also the call will move faster through the system now in case there's a delay like a holiday closing or something else. Is that correct?
Right. A concerned citizen, and this was so great that they did this, reported that they had seen this because, of course, you know, we're not everywhere all the time. We really rely on citizens to let us know if they see a dangerous situation. So a resident emailed us on our U-Report system, which is an absolutely terrific tool for residents to just send us an email and say, hey, I observed you know, this situation that needs your attention. And it's great for things that are not dangerous. But really, if anything is could even possibly affect public safety, if somebody could get hurt, we really need a phone call. So we put the control center phone number, that's staff 24/7, 365. That number is now right there on the U-Report system, as well as some other places on the website, of course. But it's right there big, so you can see. If this is dangerous, please call this number. And, of course, if it's something like a crime in progress or a traffic accident, you're going to want to call 911, as always.
Right, right. Public safety is in two different forms there. So,
right.
Exactly. If it's a non-emergency, you can call that number. And if it is an emergency, everybody always knows to call 911 and take care of it that way. Mary Catherine Carmichael is our guest this morning. Farmers Market goes on till when? I just want to make sure so people think, well, it's going to be 43 degrees on Saturday morning. Oh, my gosh, they can't possibly be doing anything there. Yeah, they can.
Well, they are not only open, it's a great weekend to go. On November 4th, coming up, that'll be actually next weekend, but on November 4th, they're doing a free soup sampling. So even if it's cool, head out there and try some soup made from ingredients that came from the farmers market. Area chefs celebrate the late season harvest that way, and they share the bounty of the farm. So that's a nice thing. And farmers market doesn't wrap up until holiday market. So that'll happen. I believe that happens in early December, and we'll. I apologize. I don't have the date of that off the top of my head, but we'll get that to you.
Yeah, and then you've got winter market at Harmony, perhaps, that goes on after that. So don't worry. My point is, it's not ending just because we have weather is changing or weather is not as much fun as we would
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. You know, our area farmers do such a great job of keeping us supplied with local produce, local eggs, local, you know, everything that we can get a lot of what we need locally. And so that's a year-round event in Bloomington, which is a neat thing. A lot of communities can't say that. So,
exactly. That's why I'm pointing that out, so people don't think, well, that's over with. No, that's not the case at all. It just might change locations a little bit, so you'll have to be aware of that. And you can find all that at the city's website, which is excellent, bloomington.in.gov. Very easy to navigate, very easy to get around and find things. That's the good news. Keith's not here, so I guess I'll handle trivia by myself, if that is if you've brought any trivia with you today.
Who are you dealing with here? Of course,
Diane Daly is always going to have you supplied with trivia. That's right.
But Okay. So let's see. It's not going to be competitive. I'm a little. We'll see.
Well,
we'll see how you do. I'll report your performance.
Report me to the authorities. Call that special number like you had there.
I'll do that. Okay. Here we go. Again this year, there will be pumpkin launching competitions for A, creativity and speed, B, speed and adherence to theme, C, accuracy and best use of recycled materials, or D, accuracy and distance.
See, that's not as easy as it sounds.
No, it's pretty. This is a little mean, really.
That's one. That's one you could make stretch across multiple formats there. I'm going to go simplistic and go with D.
Well played. It is D, accuracy and distance.
Well, anytime you throw in recycling around here, I get nervous because that's we focus on that. We want to do that. We want to make sure we're good stewards of the planet and the community. So that made me think. So tell Diane, good job there. I wasn't sure I wanted.
Yeah, she always does a good job.
I didn't want to think this morning, but you're making me think. So there you go. One for one. Take that, Keith, wherever you may be.
Okay, here we go. Number two. Which of these activities will not be featured at this family-friendly event? And, of course, we're referencing the Bloomington Pumpkin Launch.
That's right.
So will there not be live music by the new Hoosier broadcasters? Will there not be, that's A, B, an inflatable obstacle course, C, a pumpkin pie eating contest, or D, autumn-related activities by Wonder Lab? What will not be featured?
Not be there for the safety of the crowd. There will not be a pumpkin pie eating contest. That would be my guess. C.
You're on fire.
Well, it's I always go with C when I don't know what it is. I'll be fair. I'll be honest.
Okay. Good job.
But that, you know what? That's something you should look into. Would be the pumpkin pie eating contest.
It's not a bad idea.
I wouldn't want to watch it, but somebody else could participate in it.
If you're like me, you're going to need. I'd like to have the Tums concession along with that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the
cool. So if you want more information about the pumpkin launch, you can go to the city's website, and oddly enough, bloomington.in.gov/pumpkinlaunch, or you can call the city, and we'll get you in touch with the right folks to talk to about that. Okay, are you ready for one more?
One more. Let's do this.
All right. Finally, what should you and your kids be doing from 5:30 to 8:30 next Tuesday night? Getting your entry ready for the 2017 pumpkin launch. That's A. B, watching DVR'd episodes of Dancing with the Stars. C, tagging things for next weekend's yard sale. Or D, observing the city's official trick-or-treat hours.
Some will argue all four of those can be done in that three-hour time period. And that's probably not the wrong answer. But, yes, it is time to find the largest carryable sack available and fill it with all of the healthy goodness that comes in those little bite-sized candy bars. And thanks to all the people out there who give real size candy bars or the size up from the mini, the little one-biters. Thanks to all those people that sacrifice that extra dollar a bag to make children and adults happy throughout the world. Thank you from all of us here at WGCL. Hey, it was great to speak with you as always. This was fun. Again, tons of stuff going on. The city's website has it all laid out for you. Makes it really easy to navigate, really easy to follow. Have a great Halloween, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Happy Halloween. Thank you so much. Have a great day.